It's Tuesday, September 20th, 2016, and here are the stories we're covering. The launch date of the new Star Trek TV show has been announced, and we'll have the info for you coming up. T-Mobile is urgently warning iPhone users not to upgrade to the new iOS 10. A safe mode exploit in Microsoft Windows lets a hacker gain access to your network, and Microsoft will likely not be fixing it. For the first time ever, a video game YouTuber has been charged for promoting in-game gambling. Eee, that's rough. And someone has built the tiniest meme cabinet in the galaxy. This big? These stories are coming up right after. Don't go anywhere.
I love it. Jeff Weston.
Yeah, man.
You're building a brand new beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
Yeah, I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
It's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost. For just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on
there.
If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama Papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost.
The new Star Trek television series called Star Trek Discovery has had its launch date bumped back a couple... See, it doesn't work. In May of next year. It was announced Wednesday afternoon by CBS All Access. The new premiere date is driven by the creative team behalf that this will give the show appropriate time for delivery of the highest quality premium edition of the first new Star Trek television series in more than a decade. Executive producers Alex Gertman and Brian Fuller said in a joint statement, bringing Star Trek back to television carries responsibility and a mission to connect fans and newcomers alike to the series that has fed our imagination since childhood. We aim to dream big and deliver. That means making sure the demands of physical and post-production for a show that takes place entirely in space and the needs to meet the air date don't result in a compromised quality before heading into production. We evaluate these realities with our partners at CBS, and they agree. Star Trek deserves the very best. These extra few months will help us achieve a vision that we can all be proud of. Star Trek Discovery is coming to CBS All Access in May 2017, following the premiere of the CBS television network, and will be distributed concurrently on Netflix in 188 countries and through the Bell Media in Canada.
Wait, you've got it paused. You're getting the hang of it.
Yeah.
That teleprompter is crazy. Good speed?
Yeah, decent.
Okay. Back to you. Do not install.
Yep. Do not install. Wait, am I lying? Do not install Apple's new iOS 10 on your iPhone 6, 6 Plus, or SE, warns T-Mobile US, or you'll mess up your connectivity. On Thursday, the American Cell Network blasted out its text to its subscribers, urging them to hold off on upgrading, and has tweeted publicly to raise the alarm, telling people to stay away from the software. This is because some iPhones running iOS 10 can't maintain stable links to the cellular network, causing calls to drop and the mobile internet connection to flake out. If you've put the new code on your headset and you've been affected by the signal problems, that can turn a thing on and off as a temporary fix. Alternately, switching in and out of plane modes may also work. T-Mobile is firmly blaming Apple for the issue, even though it's been suggested that T-Mobile's carrier software update is causing the problem. A customer rep said it's iOS 10 issue and Apple is working on fixing the problem. We hope to have that fixed very soon. Security research Citron Name has cooked an attack that views Windows 10 safe mode to help hackers steal logins. The CyberArk man says remote attackers need to have access to a PC before they can spring this trap, which involves rebooting a machine into safe mode to take advantage of the lesser security controls offered in that environment. Once in safe mode, logins can be stolen, and otherwise, with defeated past the harsh lateral techniques, can be used to compromise other network machines. A fake login screen can be shown using the COM object techniques to eliminate boot and cloak safe mode, using then types in their credential, assuming normal reboot will hand their logins to attackers. Name says once attackers break through the parameter and gain local administrator privileges on an infected Windows-based machine, they can remotely activate safe mode to bypass and manipulate endpoint security measures. In safe mode, the attackers are able to run free tools to harvest credentials and lateral movements to connectivity system, all while remaining undetected. This exploit can also work in Windows 10 despite the presence of the Microsoft Virtual Security Module. Apparently, Microsoft will not fix the attack vector since it depends on hackers already having access to a Windows machine.
Just take a quick moment there. So what Shelley's talking about is that hackers are able to get into your system on Microsoft Windows if they've first gained access to it. And Microsoft's not going to fix it because they're saying, well, they have to have access to the system. But that's where all these phishing scams, to me, gets kind of scary, because you think about the folks that fall for the phone call that says, hey, I'm Microsoft and we've detected a problem on your computer. We need to remote in and gain access to your system to fix it for you. Well, Microsoft has to admit that this is a problem and that the phishing scams are a real thing. Mm-hmm. But not only that, we've talked in the past about people installing modems, routers. You get a new modem from your ISP for your internet service, and it's got all the default passwords set up. And unless you manually change those, other people can gain access. Yeah, and if they've got access, they can get into your Windows machine. And Microsoft says, that Microsoft will not fix it because it's not a problem outside of someone having actual access to the computer. Well, it starts with that initial access. So where does it begin? So it's all about secure, make sure that you're safe by being careful. Mm-hmm. If you get those calls, if you get those phishing scam emails, don't click on them. Don't take the call. Okay. Back to you, Shell.
Who is this guy?
This guy appeared in court.
Charged offenses under the Gambling Act in what is believed to be the first prosecution involving betting on video games. Wow. Craig Douglas and Dylan Rugby, who are both from Essex, are charged with promoting a lottery and advertising unlawful gambling. Mr. Douglas makes gaming videos on YouTube under the pseudonym Nepenthes. There we go.
We'll say.
He is also charged with inviting children to gamble. Ooh.
Yikes.
The two men appeared at Birmingham Magistrates Court. The case has been adjourned until October 14th. The Gambling Commission, which brought the prosecution, has been looking into the rise of video game gambling. It is warning parents that children can be drawn into betting so-called skin virtual goods, such as weapons or clothes, that are features of many of these popular games. It has been estimated that the global market in betting on video games is worth as much as
£4 billion?
Euros. I don't know.
Pounds.
Behold the tiniest MAME cabinet in the galaxy. World of MAME cabinetry? Essentially, a subculture of arcade lovers who build amazing cabinets for their emulators. The goal is usually to either recreate the arcade games or build something really wild. Adafruit built something really wild. Originally a weekend project, this main cabinet is a few inches tall and uses a screen about as big as a thumbnail. Wow. The kit is far from complete, and the screen too small to really be usable for most games. However, with a little downsampling and some judicious. Nice word.
Sorry about that.
Game choices. You can play some Pac-Man or Dig Dug in this minuscule machine. The cabinet uses 0.96 inches or gigabytes OLED display and a Raspberry Pi Zero. Oh, this is great. The creator, Philip Burgess, uses a tool called NanoScreen to downsample and display the game frames on the tiny, tiny screen. Big thanks this week to Jeff Weston, Roy W. Nash, and our community of viewers for submitting stories to us. If you found a news story you'd like to send, email it to newsroom@category5.tv. For all our tech news with a slight Linux bias, visit the category5.tv newsroom at newsroom.category5.tv. For the category5.tv newsroom, I'm Shelley DeSilva.